Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horsman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thank you once again for tuning in this weekend. I appreciate you joining me. Today, I want to go back to basics. I want to go back to the very first things we talk about in all of our courses and our retreats and the one-on-one coaching. The very basic 101 being a man thing we talk about is having your own standards, having your own principles, masculine operating principles, if you will. We call them nuts sometimes because Wayne Levine wrote a book called Hold On to Your Nuts that we request that you read sometime. It stands for What Are Your Non-Negotiable, Unalterable Terms as a Man, N-U-T-S. Do you need to write them down? Not necessarily. Do you need to know what they are? Yes, you need to know what your standards are, because if you don't know what your standards are, you will instantly and by default start adapting to other people's standards. This is important. And for those technical people out there or anybody who works in a business where consistency and process matter, like in manufacturing, which is where I cut my teeth for much of my early career, making things that work requires that you have standards for those things. The quality of things depends on controls, depends on traits and attributes that define quality things. The process that makes quality things has to be consistent and repeatable and reproducible. So when you're making something, whether you're trying to make yourself a better man or a great man even, it's just like anything else you try to produce, a good lawsuit, a good court case, a good product, a good car. Anything you're trying to do that produces a good result requires that you have clear expectations, clear standards, clear goals, and you know when you win and when you know when you fail. And so without standards, I'll repeat myself. It goes back to the old cliche, if you don't know where you stand, you'll fall for anything. If you don't know what you believe in about yourself, what you expect from yourself when nobody's even watching you, that's the bottom line definition of character, what you expect for yourself in the life you're creating around you, the life you want to live, what are your expectations? And the third question is, what do you expect from the people you allow into your life? Make no mistake about it, the people who are in your life are there by your choice and by your graces. So be careful about what your standards are for the people you allow into your life. So I want to talk about the three basic questions that we use to help guys get clear in their mind what it sounds like to have clear standards, clear expectations, clear terms or operating principles for yourself. The first question is, what do I expect of myself when nobody's watching? Number two is, what do I expect for myself? And number three is, what do I expect from those who I allow into my life? A lot of guys say, well, I don't know how to do this, so I'm going to give you some examples. Some of the examples that I have as a man that I've had to adopt and stick to and measure myself against to see if I'm actually operating in integrity. The number one question, what do I expect of myself when nobody's even watching me? I wrote these down. You'll see my eyes dip down as I look at the written words. I expect myself to respond instead of react. I expect myself to be conscious and mature in the way that I respond to the things that trigger me. Remember, no matter how great you get, you're going to get triggered. I want to be at least one of the adults in the room. I want to be an adult. I want to be mature in the way I think, the way I take a breath before I react, and I want to be conscious and mature in the way I respond. That is my expectation of myself, no matter where I am, no matter who I am with. And if I don't meet that standard, I can't blame anybody else for pulling me out of that frame. That's my frame. That's my lane. I expect that of myself. So the next question is, what do I expect for myself? Now, this is a different question. This is not what do I expect of myself, no matter where I am or what I'm doing. What do I expect for myself in the life that I'm creating and the life that I want to live? And this is what I wrote down. I expect that my life and my relationships will be full of kindness, gentleness, and positive regard. I want my relationships to be full of intimacy, all types of intimacy, emotional, physical, spiritual, intellectual. I expect my life to be fairly drama-free, and I expect my life to have laughter. I expect lots of laughter for myself. Now, I can't hold anybody else accountable if I'm not getting that stuff. I can't make rules for other people. I can't get mad or upset or disappointed if other people are not bringing that in my life, because I am the one responsible for bringing kindness and gentleness and positive regard and intimacy into my own life. There may be people who don't want to share that with me, which takes us to our next question, which is, what do you expect from those you allow into your life? Now, this is a trick question, because it might sound like, I expect people to like me. I expect people to trust me. I expect people to respect me. Right? We're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to place expectations on how other people must regard us or how they must think of us or treat us. They're going to do what they do. Almost everyone acts in their own self-interest. You can't place rules on how people treat you. So it's a trick question. I worded my answer differently. Instead of what I expect from others, I expect those who I allow into my life to share my values, for honesty and emotional vulnerability and connection. Emotional vulnerability, for me, it's powerful. I expect others to share my value with that. They don't have to be perfect, but I want them to want that. I want them to want to be honest, and I want them to want connection with me. Because if they don't want any of those things, why would I have them in my life? Here's another one for those who I allow into my life. Those I allow into my life want to share my values for positive regard and giving benefit of the doubt. I don't like hanging around people who are always assuming the worst, coming up with the most negative outcome, the most distrustful version of something. People who are always looking for what's wrong or what you did wrong, instead of those who are looking for what's right or what you did right. Giving benefit of the doubt in positive regard is one of the most important things I expect from those people I allow in my life. Now, remember, I can't make them do it. It's not my job to make them do it. It is my job to demonstrate that the life I will live is sharing it with people with those values. Which means that if I'm hanging around people who don't share those values and constantly violate or trip over them or trounce on them, I am responsible for creating the consequence for that. And that's up to me. It's not up to them. I can't complain, whine, and bitch about them not being who I want them to be. I have to respond, as in number one, maturely and consciously, in a way that's in integrity. The way I respond to people who don't share my values must be clear and swift, and they must understand what my values are clearly. And if I haven't communicated that in a kind and gentle and thoughtful way, I haven't done my job. Now, here's the kicker. All of these things, the things you expect of yourself when nobody's watching, the things that you expect for yourself in the life you want to live, and the things you expect from those that you allow into your life, all of those things are places that you must come from within yourself. They're not a place to get to. It's not a place to wait till somebody agrees with you and gives that to you. If you want kindness, gentleness, respect, thoughtfulness, positive regard, you have to be that. You have to be that every single day. And this is where consistency comes in. If you want connection and intimacy, you have to understand what connection and intimacy means to you personally, so you can come from that place with every person you talk to, every single person, every single day. And if you falter, and if you're all over the place in your emotional regulation and stability, and some days you're off and some days you're not, you can expect to live in an environment with other people where days feel up and down too. You have to hold yourself to a much higher standard. In manufacturing, we call it a process control limit. Again, processes and quality measures require expectations, measurable standards, clearly defined expectations for the product and the process that you're using to create it. And in the product and process of being a great man, you have to be more conscious and mature about your thoughts and how you're dealing with triggers. You have to be more thoughtful about what it is you want in your life and how you respond to those who clearly don't share the values that you have. Now, this is the basics. I said in the beginning of this video, we're back to basics. 101, what do you expect of yourself? What are your masculine operating principles, or your nuts, if you will? So at the end of this video, I just want to give you a homework assignment. If you haven't read the book by Wayne Levine called Hold On To Your Nuts, start there. Read that. You don't have to write these down, but I suggest you do, because it's a hard exercise. And then internalize the ones that feel most and memorize them and start measuring yourself day by day against your own expectations of yourself, for yourself, and from those you allow into your life. And calmly observe what's going on. Respond, don't react. I hope this helps you get started on the basics of having your own values, your own standards as a man. If you have any questions about this, put them in the YouTube channel below, the YouTube question and answer below. Or if you want to talk more about having a consultation, you can go to goodguystogreatmen.com and fill out an application. Me or one of my certified coaches will be happy to spend a long deep dive conversation with you, getting to the bottom of getting to where you want to go. Thanks for joining me today. Have a great one. Bye-bye.